countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Follow our new Weanling Watch series for expert analysis and commentary from thousands of cattle sales weekly.
This morning's conversation confirms that farmers will be doing things differently in the future. Many farms already welcome visitors for tours of one sort or another. And this week, Ellen Leonard visited two farms in County Meath who are inviting visitors to their Halloween attractions. Her first stop was the All Right Pumpkin, where Tom Dillon and his wife Natasha run a pumpkin business. And Tom explained to Ellen where the idea came from.
This time of year, it's nearly predominantly all pumpkin.
Where are we going to get a pumpkin?
Going to get pumpkins.
We have, like, dinner is usually roast pumpkin, mashed pumpkin, pumpkin risotto, pumpkin stew, pumpkin soup, pumpkin, anything you can imagine.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie, yeah. If it's got pumpkin in it, that's usually what we're eating in October. In Ori Pumpkin, we started in the autumn of 2014.
Hi, welcome to All Right Pumpkin. Can I just get your name, please?
In 2012, I went to America for a year and we worked on with a group of Irish guys. We worked on their harvest. So we started in Arizona and we did combine harvesting up to Canada and back down again. When I was over there and you're travelling around a lot at October, I saw all these pumpkins everywhere and just driving around and looking at what other farmers were doing. And I just thought they looked really cool. They were very bright. They were very orange. It was a real break in colour from a lot of green. Rather than sell them into shops or do something like that, I was like, sure, why don't we do a pumpkin patch? I don't think there was really anyone at it at that time.
So you're just going to head through the corn maze here and the pumpkin patch will be directly in front of you and there's wheelbarrows along there.
This time of year, it's about colours and about shapes. Small kids, I think, respond well. They don't need much. They might... opinion, they don't need much stimulation, they've got great imaginations themselves.
Now we're hacking a ball!
How much work goes into creating something like this?
Yeah, there's a lot of work involved in growing a pumpkin. They certainly need a lot of feed, they need a lot of sunlight, they need a lot of heat. We like to do some leaf testing throughout the year. And then when you have your pumpkin carved and you've spent so much time putting them together, you want them to last for as long as humanly possible. Once you have them carved and you've put your light inside, just make sure you keep them hydrated with some water, maybe in a spray bottle. And if you see bacteria working, maybe a little bit of Milton or something like that, just to keep the bacteria away, and hopefully he'll last a good bit longer.
How long does it take you to find the right pumpkin?
About a few hours.
A few? You're very dedicated. My name is Keith and I have been working at All Right Pumpkin with Tom and Natasha for, I'm going to say, 6 years now. Start of it now, I actually worked in a tea tent. When we first started, we didn't have any of the coffee fellas or anything here, so it was hilarious now looking back on it, really.
How far we've come.
But it's great.
People at Halloween night, they'll tag us on our social media, on our Facebook and our Instagram with all their carvings. If somebody took one of our cooking pumpkins or cooking squash home, they'd share recipes with us and stuff like that. So it's great to get that feedback. It's great to interact with your customers. And that's why I really enjoy doing pumpkins.
Thank you so much. Enjoy. Have a good day.
Thanks a million.
I'm on the move again to another family-owned business in Fordstown, County Meath. This time to experience Farmophobia. It's a dark, wet night, the perfect conditions for a good Halloween scare.
Oh, sweetheart, I think it'd be a fantastic idea to get you in the bin.
We are here in the middle of Farmophobia, so our ordinary family working farm at Halloween gets transformed into a crazy place where people come from literally all over Ireland to get scared. So we have about 200 actors, young people, older people that love the crack, well over 1,000 people in a night here to get scared.
Wow.
So there are four of us involved full-time in the business.
I did see a kind of circus theme. Is that one of them?
Yeah, we have what we call Carnival, which is a huge big circus tent, and we have clowns inside that. And for some reason, people are terrified. Loads of people are terrified of clowns. I always thought clowns were nice. But actually, as we speak...
Jesus.
There's this mad, enormous clown after coming up beside us here. Halloween started only 3 miles from here. in a place called Tlachta, or the Hill of Ward, well, one of the originals, so where the ancient Celts celebrated the New Year. So there's kind of a bit of a long tradition of this sort of stuff around here, and we're, I think, and fire is so primal as well, you know, so we do like to keep a bit of the old stuff going in.
Of course. It's a nod to Samhain, isn't it?
Yes, it is a nod to Samhain, yeah.
You start to play it, and it's like somebody's night, and as soon as it's over, your phone rings.
So in fact, we started with a family event, and gradually we realised that people liked the scary bits better than they liked the friendly bits, and we divided into two, which is Pooka Spooka during the day and then Farmophobia at night. My father bought this farm in 1964, and over the years it has grown. You know, he was actually a cattle dealer, and he only died in March this year, and we really, really miss him, because he had a real growth mindset, and we were always thinking of new ideas as a family, him included. He supported everything we ever did. Both my parents have been amazing as the business has developed, and he even last year got a great kick out of seeing what used to be all the sheds that he would have put up for cattle and for sheep and slatted sheds and all that, turned into places where people are running around. There's Purge Night, and which is really top class. You can see it looks like a house on fire.
Yes,
there.
It looks amazing.
And then we have the entrance to Mama's Murder Maze, which is basically a maze, a field of maze that we've cut pathways into. So if you want to come in and have a look at that, it's about 10 feet tall at the moment. And we had a big scare because we planted the corn. We felt it wasn't really growing great. And then the real hot weather came and it literally jumped out of the ground. We were very lucky this year.
Well, your maze looks very menacing. That is menacing looking maze. And I'm terrified. Do you think this is good to have something for the teenagers? For God, can't even ask a question.
Do you know what? I think it's really, really important for teenagers. And obviously COVID has made such a difference to the whole landscape. And this year, because it's all outside, we've been able to open and hopefully safely. As soon as tickets went on sale, mothers said, oh my God, they haven't looked forward to anything for over a year now, a year and a half. So we're thrilled that they're able to go on a night out.
My mama's going to be so happy when I bring you home. Oh my Lord.
Happy Halloween!
Ooh, spooky. Ellen Leonard speaking to Angela Murtha, who runs Farmophobia with her siblings Deirdre and Matt. Farmophobia runs until next Friday night, and all the details are on pharmaphobia.com.